This is interesting, but even more than that, it is disturbing, the fact that producer Porkchop admits that he does this. Then he claims that he's not alone. There's probably other people that do this too. Now, listen, I think you could be on Freak Show Friday if you actually admit to doing this, but call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. If you're a person that actually is willing to admit that you put these two together, what are those two things? Milk and Coke. Yes, this is a real combination. It's been on Twitter now for, I think, 2 or 3 days. We keep on seeing it trending on there about milk Coke, and it's people that like to combine pop, Coke, and milk, like 2% or whatever it is. Maybe it's whole milk. And they're like, oh, it's really good. That is the most disgusting sounding thing. And I eat pretty much anything, Alex. You know me. I have a strong stomach, but no thank you.
That is seriously sick and vile. I would like you, if you do this, to please be arrested, actually.
Yeah, actually.
I'd call the police.
It's at least a felony.
Well, hold on here. If you think about it, it's really not that weird. And I kind of do this.
Okay.
What?
First of all, disturbed that you do this, but how is it not weird? Try to explain this one away.
Have you ever had a Coke float?
No.
You don't know what a Coke float? Wait, what? Breaking news. Joe has never had a Coke float.
I have never had a Coke float.
I'm sure he's had a root beer float.
Oh, no. Root beer float is delicious. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's
literally almost. Okay, wait. What? Y'all are crazy. Listen to what you're saying.
Root beer.
Root beer and milk is okay, but Coke and milk is not okay?
Because milk is different than ice cream.
True.
No, it's not.
Root beer already has vanilla flavoring in it.
Oh,
it's already
my gosh.
Like Coke is just, it's different.
You've never heard of Coke vanilla? It's really good.
Yes, but we're talking about plain Coke and plain milk.
Same thing.
Vanilla Coke, not ice cream.
The same thing. You've never had it?
No, it's not. 833-JOE-ALEX. You are sick in so many ways. 833-563-2539. Part just like, breaking news. Joe has never had a Coke and milk root beer float. Oh, gosh. Breaking news this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.
That is seriously so vile, is it not?
No, I think it's so gross. But my dad told me the other day at brunch that he's been eating mayonnaise and peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh my
Stop.
God.
Yes,
what is your mom doing to him?
Peanut butter.
That's a cry for help.
I know. I was like, that is so. He said, what do you think about this? Like, I eat mayonnaise and peanut butter sandwiches are really good. And I said, I'm actually like extremely offended right now that you even said that to
Disgusting.
Me.
There's an episode of The Office where Michael is sad after a breakup and he's in his break room at his work eating mayonnaise and olives and said, I'm pretending it's ice cream because I'm sad.
God. John, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on here?
Hey, so I just wanted to say, I'm pretty sure when you drink Coke and milk like together mixed with the stomach acid in your stomach, it literally gets solid and turns into like little rocks.
Oh,
ew.
That's disgusting. So instead of like kidney stones, Porkchop's producing something else he's got to get rid of.
Oh my God, you are not going to believe what somebody just messaged us on Twitter.
What did they message us?
They said that they like to take milk and Coke, put it in a bowl, like a cereal bowl, and warm it up in the microwave and eat it.
I'm not kidding. I'm not gay.
No.
They said they call it sugar soup.
No. I love me some Coca-Cola. But warm Coke by itself, like room temperature,
absolutely disgusting.
Oh,
no, it's like heated up in the microwave
Alex,
with
please
milk.
Stop. Oh, I'm going
God.
To actually throw up.
Amy's on
kidding.
The Joe and Alex Show. Amy, what do you think about this Coke milk combo?
Oh, man, I'm 34 years old, and my dad has been giving us what we call the brown cow, which is a Coke float, Coke and milk, since we were kids.
And milk together?
Yes, it is so good, but you have to do the milk first and then the Coke, or else the foam on top gets kind of gross.
That's so foul.
Oh, Amy, I'm so worried about what your farts smell like.
Oh, no, my boys love it. I have 3 boys, a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 5-year-old, and they love their brown cows.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody else now just tweeted us and said the sugar soup thing is real. My wife and I make ours in a crock pot.
Oh my God. We have some weird listeners.
A crock pot.
Ew, seriously.
They're warming it up like chili and eating it like soup
stop.
In a bowl with a spoon. Coke and milk.
Is it Julan?
Yes.
Hey, what do you do or what do you think?
So I've never had Coke and milk together, but I moved to Indianapolis from South Carolina, and putting peanuts in your Coke is a huge thing.
Why?
I have never heard of that. Why would people put peanuts in Coke?
I don't know. I've never tried it because I think that it just looked foul, but it's a huge thing. And like, it has to be like the old classic glass bottles. Like, you'll see people like just walking around with like a handful of peanuts floating in their bottle of Coke.
No, the idea of taking a drink of something that's liquid and then all of a sudden having a chunk in it makes me gag.
If it's not a milkshake and not chocolate chips or like Oreos, I am out.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you, Julianne, for listening and everybody else too. But I usually, now I sound like Alex, but if you do that, please don't listen to the show anymore.
I'm honestly,
just throwing that out there because that is so important. Chap, you're off the show.
No, yeah, you're not allowed to listen to us if you do that.
I'm bringing in Coke floats tomorrow.
No.
Good. Well, I won't be here.
Yeah, none of us will be here.
Would you do the sugar soup?
Of course.
Ugh.
I'm not joking. My mouth is salivating like I'm going to throw up.
If we do a Joe and Alex Show cookbook, there will only be two things in it. One, how to make chicken nuggets, and two, pork chops, how to make sugar soup recipe.
That sounds like a bestseller.